No.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning. Track 107 is WIRX. Today, clouds, breezy, chilly, rain, crap day. High of 48 tonight, cloudy, more rain possible, low of 38. Right now, it's 52.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, Matt Damon and George Clooney are spilling the beans on Harvey Weinstein. Matt Damon. The two stars talked about the scandal with GMA's Michael Strahan, which can we first address the fact that I am reporting a story of how Matt and George were talking about something serious with Michael Strahan. That still throws me off that he is a reporter now. Kind of. I mean, it's Good Morning America. Anyway, during their press tour for their upcoming film, Suburbicon, Matt said he never saw Harvey assault anyone, but he knew about Gwyneth Paltrow's incident through Ben Affleck, who dated the actress. George said Harvey would talk to me about women that he'd have affairs with. I didn't necessarily believe him, quite honestly, because to believe him would to believe the worst of some actresses who were friends of mine. George added it was beyond infuriating after Harvey that Harvey was silencing women and revealed that his wife, Amal Clooney, has also been the victim of sexual harassment. There's been a lot of backlash on Matt Damon and Ben Affleck right now. They're saying, look, we knew he was a jackass, but we didn't know he was, like, assaulting these women. It's not showing a very good light on them. And who knows what they knew, but this is just everything is just pouring out at once. It'll be interesting to see what happens here in the upcoming months. But it's been a mess over there in Hollywood. And a lot of people coming forward about other producers, both men and women, higher ups in the Hollywood world. Doctors now have a better understanding of what happens when you die. And many believe your brain may stay alive long enough after your death to actually realize you're dead. That's a buzzkill. It seems that after the heart stops beating, it takes up to 20 seconds before brain waves totally go away. That means for 20 seconds, you're just hanging in there, a prisoner in your own lifeless body, listening to conversations by doctors and loved ones declaring that you're dead. Great. One more thing to look forward to. And lastly, doctors are giving us more depressing news. Those smartphones that we love and adore so much, well, they could be messing with your little swimmers. That's right, your little buddies, your little pouch buddies. Even keeping your phone on your bedside table appears to raise lower sperm cell counts, and having that phone with all those radio waves floating around can lower levels so much that fathering kids could be difficult. That's why I always keep my phone in my back pocket. I figure maybe that buffers it a little bit. I don't got it in my front right by my twig and giggleberries, just in case. But if you're, looking to not have kids, you know, get that phone right in there. Honestly, just put it right in your underwear, right next to it. The heat and the radiation, don't worry, you'll be fine. Just don't ever let me touch your phone. Like, if I asked to use it, just be like, nah, Brock, you don't want this. This is a crotch phone. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?